I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. Warmbier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors in his hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, said the 22-year-old had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. North Korea said Warmbier fell into a coma soon after he was sentenced in March of last year for stealing a political poster from a North Korean hotel. The regime claimed the young man fell into a coma after contracting botulism and being given a sleeping pill. But the Warmbier family heatedly disputed that claim, saying the pariah regime had, quote, brutalized Otto. In the family's statement released Monday, it said, "Unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experienced today." A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was injured in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad has secured the scene, and a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles were found in the car. France's counter-terrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation into the incident. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America in Washington. Police in the U.S. state of Virginia have charged a man with murdering a 17-year-old girl after assaulting her as she walked with friends from a nearby mosque in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. But they now say they are not investigating it as a hate crime. Authorities said there was a dispute early Sunday between the two sides and that friends of the girl fled as the man got out of the car to attack her. The United States has responded forcefully to Russia's threat to treat U.S.-led coalition planes in the skies over Syria as targets as tensions escalate in the six-year-long Syrian conflict. On Monday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said, "We're going to do what we can to protect our interests." He defended the decision to shoot down a Syrian Su-22 jet that had bombed coalition-partnered forces near the Syrian town of Tabqa. In the second day of the battle by Iraqi and coalition forces for Mosul's old city, soldiers say militants have forced civilians back further into the densely populated neighborhood, slowing the fight. VOA's Heather Murdoch is there.
I'm here with the Iraqi Army 16th Division, and they have been holding the line here today against a massive defense mounted by Islamic State militants in Mosul's old city. Militants have pulled families about 200 meters behind their lines and have filled their homes with bombs and snipers. The families of IS militants have been moved behind ordinary civilians, and all of them are in front of the Al-Nouri Mosque. Soldiers say they believe inside the mosque are IS's most important leaders and other valuables. There haven't been many, if any, civilians fleeing today because they are being held inside IS territory used as human shields. The UN estimates there may be as many as 150,000 people still trapped inside. Reporting from Mosul, Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Qatar says it will not negotiate with neighboring countries unless they cease their economic and travel blockade of the Gulf state. But the countries have accused Qatar of supporting terrorism, a charge its officials strongly deny. And Google says it is stepping up its efforts to identify and remove videos related to terrorism and violent extremist content, particularly on its YouTube platform. It said, "While we and others have worked for years to identify and remove content that violates our policies, the uncomfortable truth is that we, as an industry, must acknowledge that more needs to be done now." You can find more on these and other stories around the clock and around the world at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.